Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, a fan just like you. Brought to you on the MLW Radio Network. Of course, brought to you with our partners over at WrestleZone.com. And I am doing a short show, a Tuesday morning minute, if you will, on instant reaction for the Raw reunion show. To me, it felt a bit like a fucking eulogy. I think for what they had, the 40, 50, 60, whatever the fuck superstars they had, they did not make the use of them that they had to. The entire point for me is to create ratings, right? Isn't that why they came up with this? USA Network presented this idea. It's worked in the past. Let's bump up ratings a little bit. But you need to create something that we want to see the next time. So not to shit on anything and not to shit on anybody, because the guys worked hard. They did what they were supposed to do as good as they can do it. But let me ask you this. Did the show and the segment with Cena and Rikishi make you want to see more of the Usos versus the Revival? What about if the Revival would have attacked Rikishi? Maybe more so? What if they would have attacked John Cena and put John Cena out a little bit and the Usos? What could have been harmed by that? Would that have made you want to watch further down the road? Would that have set something up for when Cena comes back? I'm sure Cena would have been game for it. I don't understand why they... anyway, so... Drew McIntyre versus Cedric Alexander. I thought that was a great conclusion to that short storyline. Drew McIntyre, badass. I have no issues with that at all. Viking Raiders defeated Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. Again, all these eyes on this product. Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins, to me, are stars. They were given the WrestleMania win. Now nothing makes sense. Nothing against Viking Raiders. I think they're fantastic. But again, the backstage segments, of course, Ron Simmons represented all of us when he said, damn. Let me try it again. Damn. That's not bad, right? To Mike Kanellis, he represented all of us. And, you know, the biggest miss and the biggest missed opportunity was the club. They have a new t-shirt that says the OC, and I think it's in orange. So it's like, you know, a reference to OC being Orange County, because people know the OC is that. But the OC is the original club, the only club that matters. I think maybe Vince and them maybe think that, like, the Bullet Club is associated with All Elite Wrestling. I think there might be some miscommunication there, because they went at that really strong. Them coming out, setting up something with Seth Rollins. Looks like that'd be something to happen. Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, again, started off strong. The promo was great. The match, I don't know. I got to be honest, I hate to be that guy, but I've watched a few G1 matches lately, and Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe just killed me. It was like this slow, plodding affair. So Seth Rollins on Miz TV. Man, Seth is just dying out there. Seth is not the guy. He's not right now. Now, that's not saying he can't be the guy. He could be the guy. It is something that can be learned. It can be cultivated. But the character he has right now is ratings death. It is not working, and it is not going to draw in any new fans. It's not going to catch fire, and it's definitely not going to burn anything down except the ratings, which will start burning down again after this week. He, off-screen, said in a press conference today that Moxley leaving took food off of his table. Dude, let me tell you something. These new contracts that WWE talent told me himself, that he told me that WWE didn't want you to think that the new contracts were about AEW, but they're all about AEW. Moxley being with AEW, AEW existing, ain't taking food off nobody's table. It's creating a lot of food on a lot of tables of the people who work the WWE, the talent. He also said something like that Moxley took his ball and went home. Now, if you take your ball and go home, to me that means like you're in a game, right? And you get fucking pissed off and you just take your ball and you go. And that means the game's over and you're a spoiled brat and you left. Dude, that's not what happened. Moxley, Dean Ambrose, gave them plenty of advance notice and worked out that contract and did everything they wanted him to do, including doing a $500 last night. He made $500 for his last night on the network special, The End of the Shield. It's the opposite of taking his ball and go home. He played out the innings, and then he shook everybody's hand, and he left with class. Not a cool thing. The company guy shit is getting old off screen, and I don't think it's playing well, because there's a fine line now between the fans who follow online and the fine lines who watch the TV. On TV, Rollins was so terrible on this interview with Miz. It was bad. If you didn't watch it, just trust me and just know it might have something to do with why Rollins had such trouble later on in the next segment that he was in. Rey Mysterio, Sami Zayn. Sami was great. But again, how does this perpetuate the Sami Zayn and Rey Mysterio characters? They'll be there next week. Why do I want to watch them more now as a result of this? I thought it was interesting that they pretty much said that Dawkins was getting high with a bunch of WWE superstars. I don't know. That's a new direction that they haven't been comfortable with in the past. Then we had Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles. It wasn't a good match. They tried to recreate that magic, I think, that happened at WrestleMania when they brought NWO and the DX out. But you can only go to that well so many times, and they went to it for the wrong guy because the crowd was muted, the crowd was tepid, and it was just cringy as shit when Rollins said, if you don't have, we got two words for you. And my God, start over. How about that? Because these guys in the ring, the six or seven of them, they have cachet, they have credibility, they bring a commodity to the ring, and it was wasted in this segment. I'm no booker, but I'm telling you that could have been maximized so much better. You got Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, X-Pac, in the ring with Shawn Michaels and Triple H. You're telling me you can't think of a way to get the guys who are going to be here next week over more than that? Oh, man. The Mick Foley segment, Bray Wyatt appeared. Now, that was cool, right? That was something that helped the character. It made you see it build the Bray Wyatt character. That was one example of it. And I think that has a lot to do with how great Mick Foley is. Of course, he went down to the mandible claw because he couldn't take a bump. And there was a lot of not taking bump moments. The 24/7 thing, I guess, was fun. But again, did what happened this week make you want to see next week? Natalya, Becky Lynch, I don't think that feud puts a butt in a seat, in my opinion. Braun Strowman beat a jobber. I'm not sure what the purpose of that was. Couldn't you have a legend? Again, you have 40 guys over there. When I looked at that stage, I was in awe. And I had a moment, you know, when I saw everybody on stage and Hogan and Flair. Are you telling me that none of those guys could have done anything to help Braun Strowman and his character coming off such a strong win of Bobby Lashley? I'm telling you what, I bet they could have, and I bet they could have come up with the idea too. Finally, Ric Flair comes out, Hulk Hogan comes out. It was nice. It was nice for me as a 40-year-old wrestling fan to see the two guys that I associate with my childhood of wrestling out there, Flair and Hogan, and it was great. Because then Austin comes out, he's just swinging his big dick everywhere, just walks right past him. And it was apparent to everybody that Austin's the guy. Austin's the guy, at least to this generation. Austin is the guy. The Hogan era, the Flair era, it's past. And Austin is the motherfucker. And that's all there is to it. Austin did a great job of saying this is family. He said he wasn't going to get sappy, and he got a little sappy. It was kind of nice. But then, to me, it seemed more like a eulogy than anything. It didn't seem like, hey, here are these guys that are young. Here's AJ Styles. Here's Seth Rollins. Here's Braun Strowman. Here's Bobby Lashley. Here's Sami Zayn. Here's Kevin Owens. These are the new family. You want to support them. Instead, it was, hey, you're part of our family. Don't watch AEW because you have loyalty to us. But they're not going to be on TV. So that's why I think my instant reaction to the Raw reunion is that is a gigantic, gigantic, gigantic missed opportunity. Nothing on anybody who was on the show, but the people writing the show didn't figure out how to maximize this unique opportunity because they can't go back to this well again for a while. It's a shame. I was looking forward to it, and towards the end, I was waiting for it to end. Thank God for Austin. At least he made it entertaining. Well, that's it for our Tuesday Morning Minute. Instant reaction. Maybe I was a little hard on WWE. Let me know over on Twitter at MattCoonTE, or let me know over on Facebook at the Total Engagement Facebook page. And of course, if you want to advertise on Total Engagement, tens of thousands of listens every single week, email me at matt@mattcoon.com. I'll see you soon on Total Engagement with Matt Coon.